USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, when Americans remember the life and legacy of the civil rights leader. President Biden injecting politics into the day by claiming passing voting rights legislation would fulfill the legacy of King.
On this federal holiday that honors him, it's not just enough to praise him. We must commit to his unfinished work to deliver jobs and justice, to protect the sacred right to vote, the right from which all other rights flow.
The Northeast is now dealing with a massive winter storm that brought freezing rain, snow, and ice to the Southeast. Nearly 80 million people from Georgia to Maine affected by the storm. Snow continuing to fall in places like Buffalo, New York, where a winter storm warning is in effect until 7 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A Texas rabbi says he's grateful to be alive Monday after an armed standoff at his Dallas area synagogue on Saturday. Rabbi Charlie Citron Walker was leading services at Congregation Beth Israel when Malik Faisal Akram, a British citizen, claimed he had bombs and demanded the prison release of a woman convicted of attacking U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Citron Walker joined CBS this morning to describe the terrorist attack.
Well, it was terrifying. It was overwhelming. And we're still processing. It's been a lot. It's completely overwhelming.
The FBI is now calling the incident a terrorism-related matter in which the Jewish community was targeted. The first week of the NFL playoffs wrap up Monday night with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Arizona Cardinals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store of Kohl's.com for details.
China says it won't sell tickets to the general public for the upcoming Beijing Winter Olympics due to COVID-19. The organizing committee announcing the tickets will instead be distributed by authorities. The opening ceremony is set to take place on February 4th. This as athletes from the United States are being told to only use burner cell phones when in China participating in the games. Ian Bremmer is president of the Eurasia Group. He explains why on CNN.
There's just an enormous presumption of surveillance on the part of the state of any electronic device you bring in, your laptop as well. Every business executive I know that travels to China brings in a burner phone. They're not taking their regular electronic equipment. The American government has been advising that for years. It's making headlines now because it's a much larger number of athletes that have never probably experienced it, most of them in their lives before. But it's not in any way surprising. It's a precautionary measure, and it's a pretty smart thing to do.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff has tested positive for COVID. General Mark Milley is isolating after he tested positive Sunday, a Joint Chiefs of Staff spokesperson saying he's experiencing minor symptoms and is vaccinated, including a booster shot. His most recent contact with the president was last week, but tested negative days prior to that event. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.